The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, man, I am so excited for today's show. We're going to be talking to John Boyd Jr. He's the relocation expert with the Boyd Company. We're going to talk about is Amazon's headquarters, second generation coming here to South Florida? I don't know, but he has an opinion. We're actually going to start the show off with a real discussion about something that's close to my heart. It's helping young people here in South Florida finding jobs. We've got Donovan Lee Sin here. He's going to help the kids get jobs. And then we've also got Soleil Gonzalez, who is one of the people that hired one of the kids last year. We're going to talk about that. And then in the final part of the show, we're going to talk about Vivian's kidney update. But don't we have somebody holding? All right. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Hey, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's great. It's my pleasure. Vince Iafono, the head of Flex Wheels. Now, Vince, tell me about the new news at Flex Wheels.
Oh, man, we're so excited to share this with your listeners. So we opened up the Discovery tier at about half the cost of our initial program, $1,200 a month. And we also have our Dynamic tier at $2,800. Which gets you, you know, the G-Wagons, the full-size Range Rovers, the S-Classes.
That's a huge hit. So what we're talking about is that people can call you, they can get a subscription service, they only have to get these fancy cars a week at a time, and they can change them out a couple times a week, right?
So for a 30-day membership, you can change your car three times a month.
Oh my gosh, that's great. The folks in the studio are going, wow, Vince, how do people get more information about this?
FlexWheels.com or in your app store, Drive Flex Wheels.
So, Vince, tell me, do you got any specials right now if people sign up now?
You can use the promo code MyGarage, which saves you $650 off of your one-time initiation fee. So now you can join Flex Wheels for just $50.
And Flex Wheels is great. It's a great way to reward employees. I know that one of my sponsors gave me 3 weeks of Flex Wheels right after the hurricane. It was a great way to distract me from the recovery. And I want to thank Warren Henry for doing that, actually, Vince. So listen, Vince, I'm going to see you out in a couple weeks at Supercar Saturday. But again, if people want more information about getting 80 cars in their garage, how do they do that?
FlexWheels.com or go to your app store on your phone and download the Flex Wheels app.
You're the man, Vince, and thanks so much for taking care of my friend today that had the question. High five to you and Christine, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Can't wait. Thanks again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Okay, Wanda, take it away. We got to come back and help some kids. Oh, well, we got to go fast today because we got all kinds of great stuff. Remember, go to the Flex Wheels, guys. It's a great way to reward your employees or yourself. Hey, and while you're at it, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. In fact, a friend of mine just had me call the Warren Henry guys for them today. They've also got Audi up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. What do they have in common? Well, we all know by now, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service when they bring the car to you, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom, all members of the Warren Henry family. Why aren't you? Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda.
Yeah. If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880thebiz.com.
Wow, Wanda, that sounds like just a great, great, great thing. How's that going?
It's like an education for me because I learned all sorts of new things when I signed up a new podcast.
It's really, really cool. And you know what else is really cool? You can give me a call right now if you need real estate capital. Call me at 305-773-6300. Need to close a house fast? How about that commercial real estate? Well, if you call us, one person makes the decision. We'll commit that day. We can close in a week. Sound too good to be true? It's not. We're South Florida's oldest private lenders. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors have a client that can't get financed? Need them to get financed so you can make your commission? Call me. I want to help. 305-773-6300. We're getting ready to close a loan for some Argentinian folks pulling cash out. That's right, cash out of their condo. Want cash out of your real estate? Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to start off the show with something that's close to my heart. It's called Summer Jobs. This is the Children's Trust here in Miami-Dade County helps us match employers with young people. The most important thing a young person can do this summer is get a job. So please listen, and maybe you can help. We're also, we've got Donovan Leeson. He is with the Children's Trust. He helps place the kids. And then we've got Soleil Gonzalez. She's with the South Florida Educational Federal Credit Union. She took one of the kids on last year. So we've got a great team today. Let's start off with Donovan. Why don't you give us a little overview of what your group is and what you try to do for the kids?
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here. Our program, really, it's a combination of things where we are partnering with Miami-Dade County Public Schools, the county, some from our private industry, J.P. Morgan Chase, Royal Caribbean, and South Florida Workforce, in order to figure out how to provide a meaningful work experience for kids this summer.
Well, you see, that's the word, meaningful. Not about, cutting the ground and all that. That's what I used to do in the summer in high school. I used to cut the grass, and I got a job in a store. So that's what I did in the summers. And then I went to the university, and I got an internship. All those were really important times of my life, and I learned a lot of good lessons. And I guess that's what this is all about.
It is, and we want to figure out and how to build the next generation of professionals in Dade County. And you'd be surprised, maybe not so much, but you'd be surprised the kind of talent that our public school kids have and their intentions and their ambitions. And they want to work in finance. They want to work in medical sciences. They want to work in the IT field. They want to work in logistics and all types of local industry. And they're ready. They come paid, they come insured, and they come eager to work.
So you're paying them or I'm paying them?
We're paying them through direct deposit.
Wow. Well, hold on. Before we get any further, I want to do this repeatedly throughout the interviews. I want you to continuously give people how they can find you and get to you and generate job placement through you. I want to talk about that over and over again. So how do they get that?
So there are two ways. And both employers and students sign up at the same place at miami.getmyinterns.org. If they want to talk to a human and help and have a human facilitate how this works, they can call the hotline at 305-693-3005.
I can't overemphasize how important this is. And the fact that you're paying the kids, that's just amazing. Now, Soleil, why don't we talk to you for a second? Tell us a little bit about the individual that worked for you generically, but you got somebody good, didn't you?
Thanks, Jim. Actually, we have been a proud partner of the Student Youth Internship Program for almost 10 years.
Wow.
We have hired close to 100 interns in the last 10 years. So we are very, very pleased with this program.
Wow, it sounds great. And there's no substitute for on-the-job training.
Not at all.
Now, I want to go back to Donovan. So, Donovan, these young people, they come out of the schools. Do you give them any training before they go into the internship?
Sure. And that's part of why we need them to sign up at the website, miami.getmyinterns.org. Is that they at the point of when they sign up, they also sign up for some pre-employment workshops. And this will help them to be prepared and be ready to come on time and have the right etiquette, including email etiquette and other things, ready for the workplace. We help them to write a resume. And so the employer is the one that really chooses who works.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like you're doing all the work up front, though. What a great thing you're doing. Now, Soleil, somebody comes and they intern with you. I know some people think that the internship, they go, they get coffee, they make photocopies. Oh, I'm seeing the shaking head no from you. So what do your interns do?
You know, one of the things that's very important as an intern provider is to really look at your company and what resources you can provide. Remember, this is supposed to be an experience for the students as well, a meaningful work-based learning experience. So for example, I can tell you one of our past interns helped build our app. With the help of one of our programmers, she actually, a young lady at the age of 16, helped build an app used by over 60,000 members and helped save the company thousands of dollars in doing so. She launched our first app.
Wow. So I want to say that again. The intern that Donovan's team provided you saved you thousands of dollars and had your members have an improved experience just because this young person worked for you.
Absolutely. And she was self-taught. She taught herself how to build websites, and she taught herself how to build the app.
Well, I think that's great. And Donovan, I got something for you. I'm a product of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, and so are a lot of my friends. So you don't have to tell me how good and strong the students are in this school system. It is top of the line. It's not just athletes that are grown here in South Florida. It's very, very shrewd businessmen and women, Sheryl Sandberg. So we got some good people. So Donovan,
that's right.
Okay, somebody signs up. Now what happens?
Somebody signs up. Let's say an employer signs up. They'll get a list of kids who have an interest in working at their organization or working at the industry type that they advertise on the website. Then through the website, they contact the students and schedule an interview. The students come and they interview, and your team reviews their resume and have their interview, and then you select who you want to hire.
You know, what people don't realize is the interview process itself is very valuable. That's one of the reasons why the NFL has that Rooney Rule, where it forces teams to interview people that, I'll just say it this way, haven't had the opportunity historically to be interviewed.
Right.
So being interviewed is a very big thing. It trains people, if nothing else, how to communicate. And we all know the most important thing about an interview, other than being on time and saying thank you at the end, is being honest.
And being prepared. And, you know, knowing the industry, having a feel and a sense for what it takes to thrive and survive as a professional.
Now, one of the things that I do, and I mentor a lot of the students from the University of Florida that come down here looking for a job in real estate. I've got a bit on my radio show that I put up, and it's called How to Find Your Dream Job. And what I do is I ask the students, they're not going to really know what they want to do, who they want to get to or anything else. So what I do is I say, give me five places or people that you'd like to meet, why you'd like to meet them, and then I'll probably know three of them, replace the other two, but it'll help me understand where you're trying to go. So the students come to you, do you help them kind of figure it out?
So that's also part of it. I mean, part of the experience is building that professional network. I didn't have a professional network when I was in high school, or a LinkedIn profile to advertise what my skills were and figure out, you know, who can help me in my next steps. And this is part of that experience.
It's so important today, even to the point where Wanda and I debate all the time, who needs a resume? I've got LinkedIn.
Come on.
Hey now, we've only got a minute left in this segment. Wanda, why don't we go to break a little bit early so that we can have a better second segment? You guys can stay for another segment, right?
That's right.
Oh, high five. Before we go, Donovan, how do employers and young people get involved with this program?
Go to miami.getmyinterns.org or call the hotline at 305-693-3005.
Go a little slower with that number because we have New York Jets fans that listen, so give the number again.
That's 305-693-3005.
High five, Wanda! There you go. You forgot to turn your mic on. There you go. All right. Wanda's teeing up the music. We're going to have some good fun, and we'll be back right after this. So, young people, get your pencils ready. We're going to give those numbers again. Parents, get those pencils ready. We'll give those numbers and websites again. And employers, you better already be ready to get some of Dade County's finest. And we're going to give them to you right after this. Oh, come on, I can feel it. You know I can. I get that great feeling every time I step into my Warren Henry car, my beautiful Infiniti. I love it. My wife's got one. My mom's got one. Hey, when you're going to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store up in Gainesville, and they've got all the nameplates you can ever think of down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Oh, this is where I remind everybody that if they need to close their real estate deal and they're having a little bit of trouble, that they need to give me a call if cash can help. Why? Because we're South Florida's oldest private lenders. You call us, one person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We'll close in a week. You give us a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, your clients from out of the country? Building owners, you got a bunch of people in there that need to cash out their properties a little bit? Well, we can help. We're in the process right now of helping some Argentinians pull out some cash on a property right now, a condo over in the Edgewater area. So if you are trying to get your real estate deal done and cash can help, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because if you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We're having a great show. In the first half of the show, we're talking about helping kids get jobs in Miami-Dade County during the summer. We've got Donovan Lee Sin. He is the Director of Public Policy and Community Engagement at the Children's Trust. And we've got Soleil Gonzalez. She's with the South Florida Educational Federal Credit Union. Soleil's hired some of these young people. And Donovan, it's your job to make sure that they come across and get the job done. So tell me, how do you select the young people to participate in the program?
Well, they, like everything else in life, they have to apply. They have to put forth the effort that they want a job, and then we'll help to get them there. And some folks might say, well, does it work? And will my intern stick it out? And I can tell you, we can brag and boast about a 97% completion rate in terms of the kids staying the entire 5 to 6 weeks, working 30 hours a week, and getting the job done.
Wow. You know, and that's really important. Everybody talks about how hard it is to get into the college that you want to get into today. Donovan, how does this internship help your young people get into college?
Well, it provides, the kids not only get paid, but they also get high school credit. If they're dual enrolled, they get college credit.
Wow. Awesome. And you're talking financial services, construction, education, across the board, huh?
You name it. If you have an industry, we can fill the job.
Now, Soleil, let's say that my son or daughter gets selected. Somehow they get matched up with you at the South Florida Educational Federal Credit Union. What would they be doing this summer?
where a lot of it is going to be dependent on what they're into, what their career goals are. If I have a student that is certified in Photoshop and is interested in a career in marketing but has no idea what marketing is all about, guess what? I'll place them in marketing. We also have in-house legal, and believe it or not,
really?
Yes, we do. And we have students that we have placed in our legal department that has learned a whole lot about the legal industry, has gone to court with our general counsel, and has been an overall great experience.
Yeah, well, I remember that in high school, I was what they called a court observer. I worked for a lady maybe you heard of, Catherine Rundle.
Wow.
That's right. So the point is that the Miami-Dade public school system for many, many years has given really good real life experience. You know, people give a knock on the educational system down here, but I had a real good experience. I think that life is what you make of it, Donovan, and those are the people you're looking for.
Exactly the people we're looking for. And matter of fact, our businesses, when we survey them at the end of each year, we have a 98% rating from our employers. In fact, we are employers ourselves at the Children's Trust. We employ 6 interns every year.
You know, it's really exciting to know that there's a project like this that goes on every year. Now, how do you allocate the students? Do they spread them out around the country, give them different areas of the country, county to work in? See, I was giving myself a promotion geographically.
So it is, the program is countywide.
It's okay.
So from Florida City to Carroll City and all parts in between.
Well, that is from the south to the way north.
And it really is based on the employers who signed up for the program and where they're located, and as well as where the kids want to work. And so we're looking for employers to fill the gap from Florida City to Carroll City.
You know, now there's all kinds of jobs that people can get today that pay good money. They don't just have to be college jobs. So do you have some jobs that focus on the more vocational aspects, where in today's world you don't really have to go to college, I don't think, anymore? Are you starting to see that?
There are a number of jobs, especially in the technology industry, where you're talking about kids learning some of the fields around app building, website work. Social media is a big industry in itself, just social media promotion. There's some in the robotics field, some in the programming field, where you need a certificate, not necessarily a degree.
You know, I just went to this event at Marlins Park where they talked about esports, which is people playing video games for money and making millions of dollars. Those people didn't go to, well, actually, you can go to college on a scholarship with that now. Oh boy, Soleil's nodding her head. So Soleil, tell me about your favorite qualities in an intern. Somebody wants to come, they want to intern with you. We're going to make them listen to this.
One of the most interesting qualities is innovation. A lot of the students come with fresh ideas of how to do things, how to be more efficient sometimes. And we take that for granted because they're young, you know, they're young high school students. But they're actually very creative, and they come to work, they're dedicated, and they're willing to bring fresh new ideas to what we currently are doing.
I'll tell you a secret. I have Larry Zinn on all the time, the guy that owns Warren Henry's, one of the top entrepreneurs in town. The kid's a genius. Guy's a genius. And he won't hire somebody that worked at another auto dealer. He wants to teach them their way. He wants them to bring their innovative ideas to their team. And a lot of times people come with, I'll say it this way, bad habits from the wrong place. So it's really important to teach people good habits too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sometimes the current employees learn just as much from the high school students as the high school students learn from the employees. And that's an incredible journey to see.
Yeah, I think it is. You got any kids that like the radio business? Maybe we could use one over here. Wanda,
yeah,
what do you
think? Yeah, we could use an intern.
Okay, see
you
that?
Like
I just
teach
got
some people things.
Oh, there you go. See that?
Sign up, miami.getmyinterns.org.
There you go. There you go. Wanda, you write that down and you send that to Jim.
Done.
Thank you. All right. You see that? We're working. And we just don't talk the talk around here.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
Now, Donovan, so now you know that you might have a slot coming up on radio. How do you go about, do you market that? Do they come in on a list or something? How does that work?
They come in on a list, and both the employer identifies the position they want to hire for, and each of the interns will identify the industries that they're interested in. And so the website, the Get My Interns website, helps to make that match. So the folks that you interview already have an interest in working at your location, within your industry, and in the particular job that you're advertising?
I'm so proud that it even got through to me, that I came up with it and said, Bonnie, because we're sitting here, we're talking about it the whole time, but we hadn't talked about that yet. So it's really important. Donovan, I fell down this time, so we're going to give the how they get it get to you one more time, and then we're going to do it at the end of the segment too. But phone numbers and the website again.
Sure. The phone number is 305-693-3005. And the website is miami.getmyinterns.org.
Somebody smart came up with that one. Now, I can't stop Soleil from smiling. So Soleil, people tune in, you know, they don't stay the whole time. So you've had experience with these interns. Has it been positive? And how long have you guys been involved in this program?
Nothing short of positive. And over 10 years, like I said. And I think one of the main reasons is also the financial literacy component of this project.
Oh, talk to me about that!
Every student that's involved, every student that participates, receives a savings account. And for a lot of our students, it's their first savings account, which is incredible for us as a credit union to be able to provide.
How beautiful. How beautiful.
I want to be an intern.
Well, you sort of are. You're sort of are an
intern. I kind of am an intern.
You sort of are an intern. You're an intern in the podcast universe. How about that?
Would you like some coffee?
No, I don't get coffee. I get my own coffee. The interns only do real stuff when they're involved
with me.
That's
right.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up. We've only got about, call it 3 or 4 minutes left. Donovan, again, let's talk about this. Who is sponsored by this? Where is this housed? Who is the Children's Trust?
So the Children's Trust, if you're in Miami-Dade County resident, your own property in Miami-Dade County, part of your property taxes go to support the Children's Trust. We are a designated fund to support children and families in your county.
So you're part of the tax bill? I see a little .00000 to Children's Trust?
Correct.
Well, and that I'm proud to pay that money.
And we're working in partnership with Miami-Dade County Public Schools, of course, CareerSource South Florida, Miami-Dade County Government, as well as J.P. Morgan Chase and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Got anybody on the team you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I got to thank our board and our president and CEO, Jim Hodge, because this is part of their initiative and their passion to want to figure out how do we not only groom the next level of professionals in this county, but how do we also provide an economic boost for families?
I think it's absolutely one of the most beautiful things I ever heard of. When I heard about you guys, there was no way I wasn't going to have you on my show. We're going to come back to you in a couple seconds, but I want to give Soleil Gonzalez one chance. Soleil, this is our last time we're going to talk about this. What's the most important thing you want to get across? You got all kinds of notes there, so go.
I do. And I guess the one thing that's important for us being here on the radio is it's so important that more businesses join our efforts.
We just did.
It's extremely important because the more businesses that join our efforts, the more students that we can service, the more students that we can provide this educational experience and opportunity to.
And the better community we will all be living in.
Absolutely.
We're all pulling together on this one. Okay, so Donovan, it's up to you to bring it home. What is the main points you want to leave us with? And you've got a couple minutes, so go for it.
So what's important is the interns come paid, they come insured, they are eager. And the other factor is that they're absolutely fantastic. Many of our employers end up hiring these students throughout the school year, at least part-time.
Mm-hmm. I'm glowing. This is just the most, this is just terrific. Wanda, what are you thinking back there?
You are glowing.
I thank you so much. Sure. Now people can see on the radio. So Donovan, I want to give it one last shot. How do people get to you? How do students get to you? How do parents get their kids to you? And most of all, how do the entrepreneurial young people that are listening right now get involved with your program?
We do that all at one place, miami.getmyinterns.org. If you want to talk to someone that will help you facilitate the process, you dial 305-693-3005.
This was absolutely a very heartwarming event. I hope you're going to make this every year. We're going to do this in late April next time. I want you to come. You guys were terrific. I want to thank Lisa for putting all this together.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. It is my proudest moment to help the young people in our community. I was once one of those people too, believe it or not. Wanda, thank you so much for participating and helping us get the word out. Again, Donovan, if people want to get involved, where does your community come together?
That's right, miami.getmyinterns.org or dial 305-693-3005. 3005.
Donovan Lee Sin, the man who's given out all the good energy and all the good stuff. And Soleil Gonzalez, my goodness, shaping the future leaders in banking. High five to the both of you. Thank you so much. Hey, I got you, didn't I? You got me. You knew it was coming. She knew it was coming. I want to thank you all for being here. I want to again thank Lisa. Everybody stick with us. We're going to talk about what Amazon and other big employers think about South Florida when they're making their relocation decision, and specifically what's Amazon thinking. It's a great interview, so make sure you stick with us. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. All right, I'm back. That's right, I'm a North Miami Beach Mighty Charger. That's right, Soleil. Where'd you go to high school?
Southridge Senior High, actually.
Are you a local?
Of course, Miami Palmetto Senior High.
Oh, look at that. All right, let's hear for the Dade County Public Schools. Hey, you know what? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Their Audi store in Gainesville is awesome, and the store in Key West carries all kinds of great nameplates. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, I love saying this part, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock on, Honda!
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Wow, what a great segment we just had there. You know what else is great? When I can help somebody with their real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Today I talked to some individuals. They were buying a whole bunch of condos. They only wanted to put a certain amount of money down. They said, Jim, can you help? I said, sure. They go, can you close fast? I said, you're darn tootin' I can. They said, how fast? I said, how about a week? They said, well, that may be a little bit too fast. I said, well, okay, we'll back it down. We'll do it in 2 weeks. He said, okay, that'll work for us. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'll give you that same kind of service. Those folks were from overseas. They were Latinos. I believe they were from Argentina. We're doing another loan for some Argentinian folks right now. Venezuelans, no problem. Russians, no problem. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to buy an investment property. Maybe you want the famous, quote, cash out, end quote. We can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back, and we're back with corporate site selection expert John Boyd. He's the principal of the Boyd Companies. John, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's good to be with you.
Now, tell us a little bit about what a corporate site selector does.
Well, our firm counsels major U.S. and overseas corporations where to locate their facilities throughout North America. Clients of ours include Boeing, Chevron, Shell, JPMorgan Chase. We've been very active in South Florida over the past five decades.
So there's a big elephant in the room when you're talking about that, and that's the corporate site selection for Amazon's East Coast headquarters. Are you involved with that?
Amazon is not a client of ours. Because of that, the media has asked me in recent months to kind of weigh in as a national expert to talk about the site selection process and to talk about the things Amazon is looking for HQ2.
Okay, well, I grew up here, and when I grew up here, it was a little small redneck town. People always complained about the education system, believe it or not, the transportation, even then. And so it seems to me those are a couple of things that people look at, but they also think about what it's like to live there year round. And nobody beats South Florida for that. So how do we rate on some of these statistics that people are looking at?
Absolutely. Site selection is both a science and an art. OK, the science is the quantitative analysis, measuring business costs and taxes in Florida versus other states. Clearly, Florida gets an A+. The lack of a personal income tax is a major draw for workers throughout the country, especially from high tax states like New Jersey and Connecticut and New York. And you show very strong on the qualitative front as well. You mentioned public transportation. One of the most exciting developments in public transportation in North America is the Bright Line that's coming on stream this year. And of course, you have an improving school system. Three of the top rated public schools, elementary schools in Florida are in South Florida today.
Yeah, and it's also a great place to live. You've got incredible entertainment alternatives, sports alternatives. And even if you live in Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, or Fort Lauderdale with the Bright Line, you'll be here real quick. They're even talking about relocating and putting the site for the soccer stadium by one of the train stations.
Yes. Yeah, and public transit is an issue that's critical to Amazon. They identified that as a key driver when they announced the HQ2 site selection process last year. So that's a strong suit for South Florida. And not only does that expand the labor market here, it also connects Miami to two of the world's leading research institutions in Palm Beach County, Max Planck and Scripps. That's important, okay, because Amazon is transitioning very aggressively into the pharmaceutical and healthcare industry.
Wow. Now, you know, that's something that you really haven't heard discussed too much when they're talking about the site selection. You're hearing places like Boston and Loudoun County, Virginia. I guess that's a home of like a lot of technology out there, too. Why would they come here where we don't have a real big apparent technology infrastructure?
Well, first you start with the state's premier business climate. OK, but then you look at, you know, Amazon's plans to aggressively expand into Latin America. Florida is the gateway, or South Florida is the gateway to Latin America. That's something that I think Jeff Bezos can relate to. Of course, he has a personal connection, a Palmetto High School graduate.
Yeah, I know. So, well, we have a lot of tech graduates from here. Sheryl Sandberg's from my alma mater, North Miami Beach Senior High.
Right.
So I think that they realize that you do have people that have minds and can think down here. And I got to believe it wouldn't be so bad to locate next to Poppy.
And you look at the Innovation District. You look at the exciting things happen with the World Center mixed use development. You know, Miami is emerging really as a capital for IT, for startups. Very exciting development activity happening in Miami. So it's a place with very high in-migration trends as well.
Yeah, look, I have an office in Wynwood. So you could see the skyline changing in Wynwood day to day at this point. And you go to any place and you go have lunch or coffee in Wynwood, and it's just absolutely overrun with people that weren't there just 2 years ago. And I'm not talking tourists.
I agree. Look, South Florida's high growth. It's not just retirees. It's millennials. It's IT professionals. Thousands are leaving each year from New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. They're coming to South Florida. And that's a positive. Even if Miami falls short in its HQ2 bid, Miami's stature as a IT industry, as an IT market, has really been elevated by the high-profile nature of the HQ2 site search.
Actually, Miami is elevated even beyond that. It's now one of the five international cities in the world that is categorized up there with, like, Monaco and London and stuff like that. It really blows my mind. Now, what are some of the changes that you see on the horizon here in Miami that would make Miami an even better place for business climate?
Well, you know, I like that the new mixed-use developments coming on stream. The World Center complex, where you have the Marriott Marquis Convention Center, a lot of the micro apartments, which will put in a new influx of affordable housing for millennials, many of which will be transferees from different parts of the country. That's very, very exciting.
So it really seems to me like the thing that started off the tech boom in the last cycle was the availability of really inexpensive real estate from both a commercial and residential standpoint. I don't know that we're going to be seeing that at this cycle, but it does seem as though a lot of the things are coming together. Now, we talked a little bit about education. What are the education trends that you see in Miami beyond the fact that we have the three top performing elementary schools in the state?
A great university presence. Look, 90,000 students at Miami-Dade College, 50,000 students at FIU, 17,000 students at University of Miami. They have a terrific business program. And an hour and a half north of here, 30,000 students at FAU. I actually know John Kelly, the president of FAU, impressive guy. And he takes a very proactive role in the region's economic development. FAU, by the way, is marketing itself very aggressively in the Northeast, important markets like New Jersey, Connecticut, and Manhattan. That's good PR for the region. FAU has a Bloomberg trading floor on their campus as well. It's kind of in sync with South Florida's emergence, really, as Wall Street South.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You have a lot of high net worth families moving here, moving their operations here. You've got families from all over the world buying their second, third, and fourth homes here. You've got all the new condos that are coming online that are going to allow them to move here and live in a secure environment. And so it sounds to me like a lot of the infrastructure is coming into place. Now, you mentioned that you work with a lot of other clients around the world and around the country. What is their perspective of South Florida?
It could not be more positive. The proof of that is over the past decade, Florida has been in the top three or four states with job creation consistently. So companies want to be here. There's been a number of success stories under Governor Scott's tenure. Okay, and Hertz recently relocated their corporate headquarters outside of Fort Myers to Estero, Florida. A number of exciting corporate projects coming to the Sunshine State. And, you know, the lack of a personal income tax is just one reason. It's also the favorable regulatory environment. It's the qualitative advantages. Another under-the-radar screen advantage that a lot of our clients and HR departments use to help encourage transferees is Florida's prepaid tuition program.
So tell me a little bit of how that impacts their decision.
Jim, this is a nation that's in the midst of a tuition crisis. In many states like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, tuition costs are skyrocketing. The idea that a young family can lock in a tuition rate, I think, is very, very exciting.
And how about the ability to find housing close to where they work? You were talking about the mixed-use projects. I think that that's really going to be an advantage as well. One last thing I wanted to ask you. Where do you think Amazon's going to go?
I think the front runner is the D.C. marketplace. Amazon is a political company with a long laundry list of lobbying priorities. I think being in the nation's epicenter of lawmaking is kind of consistent with that brand. Amazon's a company that innovates, it changes industry. I think it also wants to change laws, okay, and not be shy about promoting itself as the force that it is. It's also the NIH. I think proximity to NIH is consistent with their entrance into healthcare. I think North Jersey, Newark, is a very strong competitor. Above and beyond the $7 billion of incentives, you think about Amazon getting into not just healthcare, but fashion, multimedia, technology. The New York City marketplace is the epicenter of those industries. I think Newark fits nicely within that context as well.
Well, I was born in Beth Israel Hospital in Newark, New Jersey, so maybe I need to move back there then. I don't know. But listen, John Boyd, founder of the Boyd Companies, I want to thank you so much. And when we have more business development and corporate relocation questions, we're going to make sure you're our go-to guy.
All right, I look forward to it. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Well, Wanda, rock the house. We'll be back with more great Freed on Business to help you live your life better today, right after this. Everybody, hey, as we come into the fourth quarter of the show, stick with us. We're going to give you an update on Vivian. One of the people who've been really supportive of Vivian have been the folks at Warren Henry. I want to especially thank the Zinn family who've been really special to us as we've been going through all of this. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. If you want an Audi, they've got their store in Gainesville. Down in Key West, they've got all kinds of great name brands. What does that mean when you get the Warren Henry Advantage? Well, what that means is you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'm sure my mom is driving that person crazy every day. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. How come you're not? You probably already are. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of three podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust.
Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume.
People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive.
Make your business come alive.
Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, everybody, if you're having a financial challenge in the real estate world, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're private lenders. We can close right away. You call us, we'll commit that day. One person makes the decision. We close in a week. Sounds good? Darn tootin' it is. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you're having trouble getting one of your deals closed. Maybe you're a person that's running a condo and a lot of people bought all cash and they want to pull some cash out. You're going, well, I don't know where to do that. Yes, you do. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're helping some folks from Argentina, from Brazil, from Venezuela, from Russia. We're helping them all pull cash out of the condos they just closed on. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back for the final segment. And as I promised, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian. Vivian is an amazing human being. She inspires me every single day. Vivian, my wife, just had a kidney transplant in January. By now, it's now 4+ months. Her numbers are terrific. It looks like she's not going to reject the kidney. But the medicine that she takes is very strong, has lots of an impact on her emotionally. I'm there for her. Makes her tired. A lot of other stuff that isn't too terrific, but she's such a strong, positive girl. We'll get through that part. Her body's weak after 4 years of dialysis. She can't work, goes shopping maybe a little bit. Maybe she can go get her hair done or her nails done, but not a lot. Comes right home, goes, plops right back down into bed, is always really tired and worn out. But I love her so much. Watching her battle every day is just the highlight of my day, to see her fight every single day. And we're hoping that by the end of the year that she'll be feeling better, that her strength will come back, that she'll get her energy level back up, and that everything will be good. So what are we going to do? Well, this summer, Wanda, you're going to hear about this for the first time. We're going to do what I'm going to call the Summer of Kidney Love.
Oh, tell me more.
We're going to focus on bringing some folks on to talk about kidney disease, transplantation. In fact, we're going to start next week. We're going to have the folks from the Miami Transplant Institute on. We'll talk about Vivian. Vivian will be on next week if she's got the strength to come over. Otherwise, she'll be on the phone. We'll talk a little bit about what she's going through, what she can expect, how people can get more information. I've been coaching a couple of different families that are having, have just started on the journey. It's not an easy journey. It's not one where there's many people to help you. There's not a lot of good information. And in the end, a family is kind of left on its own if they can't generate the kidney internally to go try to find it outside, or wait for a donor to have a negative happenstance and perhaps a living donor becomes a cadaver donor and you get the kidney that way. My wife, she looks great. She's lost 40 pounds. Her skin is getting better. The twinkle is coming back in her eyes. So even if she's lying in bed with her little soft blanket that her PCP gave her all the way up to her little neck, it's covered with all these positive sayings like blessing and prayer and I've got heart. It's the most amazing thing. I'm so proud to be her primary support team. It's just the most amazing thing. And if that's what my role has been and that's why this was given to me, then I don't mind. She's just an amazing person. And like I said, this summer we'll be talking about it all summer long. We're going to start next week by talking to the Miami Transplant Institute and one of the chief nephrologists over there. We'll also talk to the folks that help the foundation over there, which probably can help people that or don't have the financial necessities to get the transplant. You know, there's all kinds of things that are involved. There's insurance. There's a lot of stuff that's not covered under insurance. I spent a lot of money running ads on Facebook and Craigslist. We found our donor using Craigslist and Facebook. I want to thank Chaya Lipschitz in New York that helped us and Jane Byrne. And I also want to thank, of course, our beautiful, loving donor, Miss Betty DeMartini. She's just been a joy. And Betty, I know, was vacationing after this in Europe. So she's had a good recovery, and we're really glad for that. We're really glad. And we know that Vivian is going to come through and she's going to be a special person. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry. Our friends at Warren Henry made sure that Vivian's driving around in a fresh car. They made sure that we were able to get her into a new car. They've been very supportive this whole time, as have a lot of our friends. There have been I think I've written 400 at least thank you notes to people that have been involved in some way or another with Vivian. Chief among them have been many of our supporters who we're going to start talking about beginning next week and more so in June. We're going to list them all. They're all sponsoring again. Some of our biggest clients and some of our biggest family members and just people, even some people we barely even know, have stepped forward and really helped Vivian to take care of herself and feel good and just be positive. People have come by and brought dinners. People have sent her all kinds of beautiful messages on Facebook and LinkedIn. Her girlfriend, Alina Villasante, the lady that's behind Peace Love World, well, she's given Vivian an incredible, probably an entire wardrobe of Peace Love World stuff. It's all soft. It's all delicious. It's all about my wife and who she is. And Alina, thank you for all of that. And I want to thank everybody that's been part of our team for all these years. I want to thank Jim and the folks at the station. I want to thank Wanda. I want to thank Scott Robbins, Jeff Berkowitz, Troy Cox, Jim Nolan. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. All these people are beautiful. The folks from DevStar, Anthony Burns, Neil Fairman, George, all of you, I want to thank everybody. Gil Deser, oh man, Gil Deser's been there for us the whole time. And it goes deeper than that. You can go to Vivian's Fundly page, fundly.com, I guess it's /Vivian. You can see all the people that have been sponsors. Howard Fabian, oh my God. Carla Daskal, and I know I'm forgetting people. I shouldn't have started naming names because I couldn't get to anybody to get to everybody. So I'm going to stop here. I'm going to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Of course, I want to thank the Zinn family and Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank Ron Book and Lauren Book. I want to thank Bruce Turkell, our friends at the Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Everybody, I want to thank today's guests, and I want to remind you to listen next week when we're going to have the folks from Jackson Memorial Hospital's Nephrology Center and also their foundation on. I want you to please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell me who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Well, the show will be up on the website tomorrow. If you missed the show, it'll be up on the website tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday when we talk kidneys. That's right. Why am I here? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's all yours.
Not compared to how people matter.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.